Yes, hello and welcome to a Tuesday evening stream. I am Liam and it is really hot in Chicago for mid-September. I am sweating like crazy. excuse me. You guys probably can't see that, you know, with the microphone in the way. But it is good to be here. This is my pre-Gamer Grace stream and I have not streamed. I have not done anything with YouTube in a while. And let me first say sorry for that. It is not what I wanted to do, but sometimes these things happen and, you know, what are you going to do? I've been sick for a while. I've been trying to get better and it's taken a while. I had a really nasty flu and, yeah, it's not fun. So listen, we're not going to dwell on that. What we are going to talk about is Gamer Grace. And if you are not in the loop, I am speaking on Saturday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and I don't think it's going to be live. I can pretty much guarantee we're not doing it live. But what I will guarantee is that it will be posted on YouTube after the event is over, probably Sunday or Monday, you know, somewhere in there once I get home and get all situated and all that good stuff. Mark's saying that he doesn't have audio. Michael Ross says, oh, Talos. That's right. Says, sorry, you're not Canadian. Yeah, Mark doesn't have audio, but Talos has audio. So what we're going to do for the next 45 minutes or an hour is I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit. And just I kind of want to, you know, talk to you guys, see how you're doing. If you want to ask questions about whatever, I don't care what you ask, so long as it's not too personal, I will answer them. And what we'll then do is, if you have not seen it or heard it, we're going to play the new game that I made. So, let's fade this out. There we go. And I was just checking one more place to make sure that I... Okay, good. Warhawk is here. Hey, Warhawk. How's it going? Welcome. Okay, so here's what we're doing, guys. We're doing a couple things tonight. One of the things that I'd like to do is to reach 1,000 subscribers. I am at 990, I believe. So let me see what is going on here with the subscriber count. I'm going to keep my eye on it. If we can hit 1,000 tonight, that would be awesome. But I do want to talk about what we're going to do for 1,000 subscribers, because I think it's going to be really cool, and I think you guys are going to enjoy it, I hope. Okay, so I have 991, so I need 9 more to 1,000, so maybe we can get there. I don't know. Can we? That's the question. That will be the million-dollar question. I think it's possible. Going to need your help, though, to make it happen. So, want to say hi to Michelle. Want to say hi to Aaliyah. Want to say hi to Mark. Want to say hi to everyone. Oh, Garrett's here too. Hey, Garrett. You guys can write in on Twitter or on the chat. The chat's very accessible, so this is very easy to use. But okay, so tonight, we're going to give a couple updates on things and, you know, the state of where things are. Let me start with the Patreon. So the Patreon is doing okay. I have 16 of you guys who are helping, and I want to thank all 16 of you. If you are not currently a Patreon member, please consider becoming one if you can. If not, it's totally okay. But every little bit helps me and will help keep the channel going. And now that we're at almost 1,000 subscribers, I really want to take this seriously. I really want to do some stuff. So, I'm going to need your help. And if you can, that's awesome. If you can't, that's okay. Please share the channel. And and thank you to Sturlock, who dropped a tweet on Twitter. We are 9 away. So if we can hit 1,000 tonight, that would be fantastic. I actually get a lot of really cool stuff when we get to 1,000. So YouTube Gaming just announced sponsorships today, which means that you guys will actually be able to, if you don't want to do Patreon or, you know, aren't interested in that, you can also sponsor the channel for $5 a month. And I don't know, I guess that's going to give you cool stuff. I guess I'll have to make some badges and emojis and stuff. I don't know how that works. I'm going to be honest with you guys. But what is cool is there's 11 of you watching, so maybe we'll get this up a little higher. Sometimes we get 30 people tuned in, and that would be really cool. Okay, so I've given you the Patreon stuff. We've talked about that. The next thing I want to talk about on my list of things to talk about is what is going to happen when we hit 1,000 subscribers. I'm going to get very excited and probably run around my room and go squee a lot, but what we are going to do is a marathon. And the marathon, well, that's where Patreon comes in. And this is where it gets interesting. So for every dollar that we get on Patreon, that will determine how long the marathon goes. And I've been jumping between how I wanted to do this. And I think the best way for me to do this is thus. For every $20 that is on Patreon, let's say, I don't want to do, if I do October 1st, that gives you guys like only, it gives you like 10 days. So we're going to say October 1st. So, we'll do maybe October 3rd, but we're going to say by the beginning of October, we're going to cap the amount. And we're going to say that for every $20 that is in the Patreon, I will do an hour of marathon time. So as it stands right now, our Patreon, I need like a little Patreon sounder, like where is the Patreon today? Our Patreon is currently at, let me load this up here. There we go. $135. So that means that using the calculator, we would be doing 6.75 hours of broadcasting, which would be 6 hours and 45 minutes. So that's pretty good, but I wonder if we can get it higher. So the original idea was to do a 12-hour stream, but I really would like to, you know, get the Patreon going as well. I think that's the best way to do it. It's kind of cheesy, but you guys got to work with me a little bit, you know? So Garrett says he posted on Twitter. Thank you, Garrett. Am I going to do more Manamon? Yes. Okay. So let me talk about what's going on here. So this week I wanted to record, but I'm leaving tomorrow. Gamer Grace is on Friday. I am going to be gone all this week. Now I'm hoping that I'll be back Sunday. I'm either back Sunday or Monday. Then next week I'm going to start really getting things in order. We're starting to I'm going to start doing more videos again. I finally feel better. I don't feel so sick. If you hear clinking, I'm really sorry. I still have a cold. Even after 2 weeks, I'm still doing throat lozenges for what those help. But I do want to do a number of things to make this more interactive for you guys. So we're going to finish Manamon. Then I don't know what the next major game is. What I do know is that I'm going to start a new series. And the new series is called Can I Play It? And I've been asked by a number of people, including Lynette and her son, who said, hey, Liam, this is really cool that you're doing these games, but, you know, I'm partially sighted and my son is sighted and we're have nothing to look at. So what about you doing games that have pictures? And I said, you know, what a great idea. So we're going to start a series called Can I Play It? And I'm going to try out old games from Nintendo. So things like Contra, Excitebike, Punch-Out, you know, Mega Man. And we're going to see, can I actually play them? And what happens when I try? So we're going to do that. And then I'm also still trying to get a capture card. Unfortunately, right now, money is extremely tight for me. And So I don't really have the extra money to go spend $150 to get a capture card. So I'm trying to get the money together to do that. That's where the Patreon is really helpful. The money that I get from Patreon has been helping me immensely. You guys have really been helping it a lot, and that really means a lot to me. But like I said, if anything, if anything you guys can do is helpful, even if you retweet and stuff. So that's that. Like I said, I don't want to harp on the Patreon. One thing I will tell you about Patreon, for those that are curious, you can use PayPal. That's a question I get all the time. Hey, Liam, can we use PayPal? And yes, you can. And we are up to 992. Magnus says, if somebody donates like $300, what will you do? I'll do the whole thing. Look, I mean, they have to be, and the reason that I want to do it at the beginning of the month is because it has to be money that comes in. So it's very easy to pledge it and then pull your pledge back. So I will, we'll make the decision after I get like the bill for the month and I get the money in. But so each, what I said, like each 20 is an hour. Sure, if we're up to $300, I'll do it. I don't care. I mean, that's what, 15 hours? Sure. Like I said, if the money is there, guys, I'll do it. But that's like one of the things that I need most right now is the money to get a capture card, to get everything sorted out, Garrett says, didn't you play Super Mario a really long time on YouTube? Yeah, and I think YouTube pulled it down. So I have to be careful with the games that I do. There's a certain issue right now with Nintendo and promotion, people that are doing ads. So I have to be really cautious with what I play and what I try to get monetized. But oh man, I gotta tell you, the monetization's helping a little bit. I'm probably getting $5 a month off that. Patreon's where it's been at right now, and that's really what I focus more on because that seems to help. What helps too are these live streams. You guys seem to dig these. And really, I like doing these and just answering questions for you guys. I think that's a lot of fun too. So yeah, that's what's going on there. I'm checking really quick. I'm checking the zone. So if you guys hear a brink, that's what it is. Yep. And someone's asking me, oh, about the YouTube channel. Thank you. I'm gonna log out of here so we can rock and roll with this. But anyways, okay. So I've talked about that. I've talked about that. You guys know about what we're doing when we get to 1,000. Jackie Flores says you deserve 100 million subscribers. That would be scary. I see people that have 100,000 and that blows my mind, but thank you. I really appreciate it. And like I said, I want to apologize again to you guys. I am so sorry that I have not been doing videos. I'm really sorry that I have not been around. I've not been updating this thing. I apologize immensely. I cannot overstate that. You guys are what keeps this going, and I'm very sorry. So, as of this weekend, I'm really going to try and get that turned around. This week is crazy, but I wanted to do a stream for you guys. I wanted to come out here for a bit and talk and play a game or two and let you know I'm still here. I'm still thinking about all you guys. I love to hear from you. Please keep commenting on my videos, comment on the channel, like the videos, share the videos. Garrett says it's kind of stupid. There's thousands of videos on Nintendo's games alone. Yeah, well, Nintendo's taking a very, very aggressive stance right now. And we got to be careful with them. F Ox, is that, how do you read the F Ox? F Ox says, Liam, notice me. I'm noticing you. How's it going, F Ox? What does the F Ox say? Warhawk says, no need to be sorry, Liam. It's all good. I know, but I feel bad. I mean, a lot of people are giving me money, and I genuinely, when you have people that are paying you for something, you really want to deliver on it. I'm very big about that. Am I still playing Psychopath? Yeah, I'll finish that off. There's probably one or two more videos. I just want to grind out some more coins so that I'm not doing a 20-minute video of grinding out coins. But I do want to show off. There's an endless mode that you can turn off the walls. I do want to show off a couple other bikes and things like that. So I'll do like one or two more videos of Psychopath. And I'll eventually, when Blinded Guide Plus comes out, which is my new game, right now the regular version is out. And in fact, I'm going to play that for you guys in a little bit. But when Plus comes out, which will be in probably a month or two, probably a couple months, because I definitely want to make it worth the money. I will do a playthrough of that, and we'll discuss it. I'm still waiting on, I think we're all still waiting on A Hero's Call. And when that comes out, I will, from day one, guys, if that comes out at 2 in the morning, I will get up at 2 in the morning, and I will start live streaming that. We'll do live stream playthroughs of A Hero's Call. Because that is going to take a while, and it is going to be fun, and I am excited. And oh, Fox says my name is supposed to be Fox. Okay, well, it's F-Ox. So I wonder if you did you put F as the first name and O-X as the last name? But I like F-Ox. F-Ox is cool. F-Ox, yeah. It's like you're saying F the ox, you know? Yeah. I love it. It's great. All right, so I've yapped enough. How about we play some Blinded Guide? I think that sounds good to me. So if you are not familiar with this game, you guys are in for a treat. Blinded Guide is my newest game, and you play as Blind Bob. In fact, I am going to just read the intro story for you guys, as I always like to do. Blind Bob wants to go for a walk around his neighborhood. However, all sorts of hazards block his path. Things like lampposts, open manhole covers, trees, and more. Blind Bob will walk forward, and it's your job to guide the hapless little blindy left and right to avoid obstacles. Don't walk too far in one direction, though. There's a busy street on Bob's left, and an angry dog named Oliver on the right. Be careful, though. One misstep, and Blind Bob will injure himself and never want to go for walks ever again. Can you successfully walk Bob around the block? So that's the new game, and it's been out for a little while. I hope you guys have played it. But if you haven't played it, or you're like, wow, I want to see how Liam does it in his own game, we're going to try it out. And one of the cool things about this game, and I want to thank Anibal for this, we've translated it into several languages. So you can play it in English, German, Spanish, Polish, Croatian. Is it Croatian yet? No, it's not in Croatian yet. I think we're getting Croatian. Serbian, Turkish, and we're going to get a few more. I think Croatian's on the docket, Romanian, Finnish, Francais is on there. So we're going to get a couple more languages done, and it's going to be cool. I'm excited. I hope you guys have enjoyed playing it. I know I enjoy playing it, not just because I wrote it, but I genuinely think it's a fun little game. So Shelby Craig says, I love the stream you did for BK3. I actually use your stream as a reference so I can beat the game without the death counter going through the roof. How did I get? Didn't I get like up to 50 deaths? Guys, that death counter went pretty high. Eagle Ear Entertainment. I see what you did there. State of Eagle Eye. I like it. Yes, Blind Bob can smack his groin into things. Blind Bargains subscribed too. Yeah. Thank you, Blind Bargains. Guys, we're getting so close. I don't know if we're going to make 1,000. I'm really trying, though. When you get 1,000 subscribers, like, a chorus of angels starts singing, and good stuff happens. So I'm excited. If we can hit 1,000 tonight, that would be awesome. If we can't, that's okay, too. But I'm having fun with you guys, so that's what's important. So we catch up on some messages here. How far can I get in that game? Not all that far. I can get a few levels in. Keep in mind, I'm half deaf in my right ear, so it's kind of funny. Jackie Flores says, I think Blinding God is hilarious. I think it is, too. I think it's really funny. Let's see. XLev 450 X something something. Longtime YouTuber. Yeah, I've been around for a very long time. Aaliyah says that game has given me so much stress relief and laughter. The walk into Paul noise and the walk into Hydrant noise are freaking hilarious. Yeah, you know, I'll show you guys too. We'll play them separately and we'll all laugh together at them. But we're going to play the game here in a minute. Garrett Brown says it'd be cool if you could replay the deaths. I'll tell you what, maybe I will work on something like that later for Plus. How would you guys like a gallery where you'll have to unlock it, but you can unlock all the deaths to replay them? And maybe I could make up some ones that aren't in the game, too. Maybe we could make up some fake ones. Like, what would it sound like if Blind Bob got flushed down a toilet? Oh, you know what? I know exactly what it sound like. It would sound like this. Oh, no. Yes, I made that. I don't think it's going to get used in the game, but what if we added some extra ones? Oh, I think that would be cool. What do you guys think? The dog makes me laugh. I love the dog. Oliver is awesome. Blind Nostalgic Gamer says, what about cane tapping sounds, either along with footsteps or instead of... No, and I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't use a cane. So his whole thing is that you're guiding him. And that might be a lesson that you should use your cane. But he doesn't use his cane. And that's the problem. So he depends on you to guide him around. But I hear that all the time. People are like, why isn't he using a cane? Because if he was using a cane, he'd find all this stuff. And do I have Blind Bob in a blender yet? No, we do not. Blind and Dangerous says, what a ball. Oh, what up all. I thought he said, what a ball. Like, wow, that's a ball. Look at the ball right there. So you guys like that one? You guys like this one right here? I like that one. What if you can make your own obstacles? I'm not going to say yes, but I'm not going to say no either. My problem, and I'll admit this to you guys, I don't like giving over control of things. So I don't like mods. I don't like stuff like that. I think I share a lot. Me and Jim Kitchen were like that. Me and him had a discussion about that one day. We used to talk on a semi-regular basis, and he was the same way. He believed that your game was like an art form, and you shouldn't allow people to tamper with it. And I guess I'm like that. So I don't like doing things where people can customize and add their own sounds. And I know, for a lot of people, that's a ton of fun, and I get that, and I don't begrudge anybody who does that, but I just have a real problem with that. Mark says, put that sound in. Yeah, I love the end. I love the end where he clogs it up. He goes into the toilet, and then it's all clogged. I don't know. I guess he didn't fit down the drain. Blind Bob goes to the oh no, Stirlock, that's a bad idea. I don't approve of that. Blind Bob goes to the zoo. Oh, the Dyson ball cleaner. Yeah, I'm not gonna play that in here. I'm trying to keep a lot of adult material off the YouTube. So there have been some other Blind Bob things I've made that were very off color that we're not gonna play. But I have done a number of horrible things to poor Blind Bob. But let's play the game, guys. We've been talking about it for a while. Let's play this puppy. Yes, Fox, I notice you. F-Ox. How's it going, F-Ox? Yeah, that's why I close the sounds for all my games. I just didn't... Like, I know people really enjoyed the mods for SL. They just rubbed me the wrong way, and it's nothing personal against anybody. I mean, it's kind of cool. But I just don't like when people tamper with, like I said, to me, it's like an art form. It's like if I were Leonardo da Vinci and I painted the Mona Lisa and then someone came along and drew a mustache on her, like it ruins the artwork to me. That's how it works for me. And I don't know. It's a failing of mine. And I can't, you know, something I got to deal with. But yeah, that's why I like to encrypt everything. The death scream sounds like you recorded it. Did you? No, that's not me. It's from a sound effects library. So I just pulled it out. It's just, it's a scream I like. I've always liked it. It makes me laugh. And it just sounds like someone that's really having a bad time with whatever is going on. What's my favorite word? good question. What is my favorite word? I don't know. I like words. Warhawk said, I thought you were going to say if I were Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, I would not be able to win an Oscar. Didn't he finally win one? But for the longest time, he couldn't buy an Oscar. I'm still on this. What's my favorite word? I don't know. I like so many words, man. It depends. I like a lot of the four-letter ones, mainly. But okay, let's play some Blinded Guide. Let's do this. All right, here we go. Fire it up. Dun, 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 dun! All right, here we go. Okay, so we can arcade mode.
Test speakers. Learn game sound. Change language.
I'm going to. That's right. We can learn the game sounds now. Let's test our speakers.
You should be hearing this in your left ear.
I am.
Now you should be hearing this in your right ear.
Yeah, that's my right ear. Okay. How about we learn some sounds? All right.
Learn game sound. Poll.
So this is a poll. You don't want to run into that.
Sewer.
Here's a sewer.
Can.
Here's a can, like a trash can. It's a big can, man.
Construction site.
Here's a construction site. We all know these.
Bike.
We all, as I think human beings, we all know those sounds. All right, then here's a bike. These are my favorite, actually. I love the bikes.
Tree.
All right, and then here's a tree.
Hydrant.
And a hydrant. All right, and that's all of them. All right.
Arcade mode.
So we're going to start off on easy.
Arcade mode easy.
Here we go. I'm going to check messages really quick. Oh, you heard the speaker test in both speakers. Well, that's, yeah. I can't help you there, buddy. Yes, you are correct, Mason. That is speaker test. That is Eloquence processed with a Bit LPC plugin. All right, let's do it.
Easy, easy. Level one, lives left, three.
Okay, here we go. Now, I'm going to show you a trick. If you're on easy, just go right down the side.
11, 12.
And I'm just going to avoid everything. I'm walking past Oliver. There's a pole. So while he's going, I'll just read your messages. We're just cruising past everything. This is a really cheap way to play it, but you'll get a good score.
Level complete. Your score was 101 out of 104 points. Your score nice. So far is 101 out of 104 points. Press enter.
I see
to continue.
The bug is still there where it doesn't pause the sentence correctly. And I also see that it's not, it's counting an extra point for some reason. Okay. Whoops. We'll fix that later in 1.2. All right. Level 2. Guess what? We can do the same thing.
Level 2.
So I can do it again.
Three.
I'm going to go over press by the cars this time. There we go. All right, so we're just going to let him go. Sterlock says the music totally reminds me of Donkey Kong. Everyone blame Liam if this music gets stuck in your head. You're welcome. Also, while I'm waiting for him to go down the line here, I'm gonna check our numbers. $9.94, six more guys. Get the word out. Let's get to 1,000 tonight. We're so close. Is he chasing you? No.
Level complete. Your score was 144 out of 147 points.
Yeah, there's a bug there. I gotta fix that.
Out of points.
No big deal. But the good news is...
Way to go. You earned an extra life.
Yeah.
To continue.
I earned an extra life.
Level 3.
All right, now I gotta start avoiding stuff. I can't mess around anymore. Okay. So, there's a pole. I'm gonna go around that. Good. Oh, I passed something. Oh, it must have been a tree. Alright, that pole is going to go past me. There we go. There must be trees over there. I'm not hearing them. Alright, there's a hydrant. You can also use the sides, too, if you want. You just got to be smart. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh!
Blind Bob walked into a problem. Blind Bob walked smack dab into a pole. Not only is Bob embarrassed, but it really hurts.
Ooh.
Guess what? You can go back and try it again.
All right, let's
press
do it.
Level 3. Lives left. 3.
Good thing I had that extra life. Okay, so I know the level won't change, so I'm going to go over here. Yeah, there was that tree. Oh, no. No. Oh, good. Oh, I thought that was right on me. Go past. All right, good. I think we're good. Oh, we're clear. Okay. He's way over there. There's a hydrant. I'm going to go past that. Okay, that's the one that tripped me up last time, right? Yeah. There we go. Whew. Oh, it's a sewer. There we go. All right. I should clear that, right? Ooh, yeah. Okay, good. All right, past the hydrant, past the pole. All right.
Level complete. Your score was 153 out of 162 points. Your score so far is 398 out of 413
oh,
points.
Oh, man.
Level 4.
Was
lives left.
Really close 3. To a extra life. Okay, so we're speeding it up. Okay, there's the sewer. Don't fall in there. Okay, there's a pole. I think I'm clear. Yeah. Oliver's really barking. Okay, there's a tree. Another tree, another sewer. Okay. Another sewer. I'm gonna just stay here. I'm not gonna zip down the side. Oh, am I gonna go walk into that? There we go. Did a hard turn to the left. So if you turn twice to the left, you'll walk down the X instead of the Y. All right, good. This is looking good, guys. There we go. Steer around that one. There we go.
Level complete. Your score was 168 out of 176 points. Your score so far is 566 out of 589 points.
Will that get me an extra life? Yes, it will.
Way to go. You earned an extra life. Press enter to continue. Level 5. Lives left. 4. Press enter to continue.
Okay. Let me answer a couple questions here. The voice is so slow. I know, sorry, Fox, but trying to play this for people that, you know, can't understand fast speech. I play it with much quicker speech. Awesome effects you use this time. Thank you. I think I died. Oh, yeah, I died once. I ran into a pole. How's Super Liam 2 coming? It's really not right now, but we can talk about that later. Message here on Twitter from somebody. Why does the bike sound like it's riding on water? It's not, does it? It doesn't sound like it's riding on water. Oh, I have 994, six more. Thank you, Jack. And then no one's written in on the Elbrick's Twitter. So it's all quiet on the Western Front. All right, let's go into the next level. Oh, man, it's really speeding up. Oh, good. Whoa, it's a can. All right, we're good. We're going to clear that. All right, good. Now we're starting to get cans and stuff. All right. So far, so good. Oh, a sewer. There we go. Whew. Past another sewer. Oh, that pole's coming up. No!
Blind Bob walked into a problem. Blind Bob walked smack dab into a pole. Not only is Bob embarrassed, but it really hurts.
Alright, so we can try it again.
5 lives left. 3.
3 lives. Oh man, that hurt. Alright, well, I know that. At least I know I'm safe going down here, because the level will be the same. Can I play some scrolling battles? I will next time. I'll do that next time. This wasn't really supposed to be a very long stream. There we go. But. I want some quesadillas, by the way. Totally random, but I could really go for a quesadilla right now. I think that'd be really good. All right. Around that pole. Ooh, that was close. So who thinks that I should... Oh. Who thinks that I should go and show you guys off the sounds? Because I could play this for a while.
Level complete. Your score was 160 out of 172 mm-hmm. points. Your score so far is 726 out of 761 point level.
All right.
6 lives left. 3.
Well, let's try it again. Let's keep going.
9. 12.
All right, I should be clear. The construction site should be coming up pretty soon. I'll have to start watching for those. Right now I'm just getting sewers. This is pretty nice. How come trash cans sound bigger but they're the same size as the sewers? They just have a big sound. It's not necessarily supposed to match the actual sound that the object makes. Whoa. Whoa, there we go. We almost went swimming. Whoa. Oh no. Oh no!
Blind Bob walked into a problem. Blind Bob walked straight into a garbage can. There's a fine for littering, you know. Guess what?
Ugh.
You can go back and level. Six.
How many lives?
Left.
Two?
Two.
Alright, let's see if I can remember the route. I think we can just go straight down this way. Oh, that sucked. Yes, all the games that I've done recently are in BGT. How am I avoiding the objects? So I'm turning so that I steer around them. Alright. I'm clear on that one. Okay, good. Alright. Ooh, alright, so now we gotta watch out for this pole. Oh, that's a slow. Can I just go down? No, I can't go down the side. There we go. Oh. Go past the garbage can. Oh, and there's one right there, too. Whew. And another one right there, too. Ooh. All right. Can I clear that? Oh, I did. I wasn't sure. I was concerned. I thought I was going to go straight into it.
Level complete. Your score was 182 out of 196 points. Your score so far is 908 out of 957 points. Way to go.
Ooh,
you
extra life.
Extra life. Press enter to level 7. Lives left. 3.
So I'm back
press
up to 3 lives
continue.
Again. Whew. Yeah, I love how the can rolls away, Aaliyah says. I love the can sound at the end. It's awesome. It just rolls away randomly. Just a random aluminum can. Oh, no. Oh, this is quick. Oh, man. Okay, good. Okay. Oh, no. All right, I'm going to go around the side. All right, we're safe. Oh. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. All right, we're going to go right past that one. Good. There's a tree. Past the tree. Past the sewer. Past the can. Oh, man. Past the sewer. He's really going, too. He's moving quick. There's a tree on our right. That pole's on our left. Good. Past that. Okay, past the sewer.
Level complete. Your score was 186 out of 201 points. Your score so far is 1094 out of 11 level.
Oh, eight. I didn't get an extra life.
Three.
I wonder why I didn't get an extra life for that. That's weird. Oh, maybe I didn't have an... Oh, I don't know. I think because I needed 200, and I think I know why I didn't get an extra life. Okay, fair enough. I'd like close to... I had over 200, and so... I gotcha. Okay. Fair enough. It doesn't match up with the points. Like, if you earn 299 with the levels added up, it's still over 200. It's not a bug. It seems like it's a bug, but it's not. Okay, here we go. Oh, no. Oh, he's really running now. Next level, I should get a free. Alright. I don't like how quick he's going. I wish he'd slow it down. Slow it down, buddy. Alright, good. They take up the whole block. You gotta watch for that.
Oh no!
Blind Bob walked into a problem. Blind Bob walked smack dab into a pole. Not only is Bob embarrassed, but it really hurts. Guess what? You can go back and try it again. Press enter to continue.
Have you thought about using Python? Easy answer is no. I'm just not interested in learning Python or using it. I understand BGT is not being updated, although that's not necessarily true, but I can't talk about that right now. I'm not at liberty to discuss the future of BGT, but it's not as dead as you think. So at this point, no, I'm not interested in switching languages. Hardy Boys writes in, is this free? Absolutely, it's 100% free. There will also be a paid mode, but nothing stops you from playing the free one. Bryant says, why is there an arcade mode instead of just start game? That's because there will be more modes in the plus version, and there will be a challenge mode and an endless game mode that gives you one life to get as far as you can. It sounds like the poll gets him right on the nose. Yeah, it sure does. So, would you guys like to check out? We've been sitting here. I can play this all day.
Blind Bob walked the level.
Yes. Okay.
Blind the guy.
Let's
arcade mode.
Play a real quick round of a different
sound.
Language. Now, today is the 19th of September, which is Talk Like a Pirate Day. And the good thing
Please
is the game
the
comes
language.
Prepared.
Math, German, Paul, African, Serbian, Turkish, pirate speak. Yar. Now ye be a real pirate laddie. Press E enter key to journey on. Blind the guide home port. Please be selecting an option cabin. Go on ye adventure, listen to the seagulls, learn how to sail the seven seas, speak in a different tongue, read the book of how to be a pirate, open an e-computer, walk the plank.
Alright, so we want, go on ye adventure.
For land lover, first
Let's
matey.
Do, we have landlubber, first matey, cap'n. And cap'n. Alright, captain.
Deck. One. Shots or rum. Three. Press.
Oh, here we go. Oh god, I forgot. You can't use the up. Row!
That scurvy cur Bob had a mishap. Blind Bob bumbled into a filthy mud which took a bit chunk out of his stern. E have got another chance there, Captain.
Bit
to sail
chance.
The seven seas. Press E enter key to journey on. Deck. One. Shots or rum. Two.
Alright, let's try this again. Okay. Gotta be smart. Remember, you can't use the up arrow in hard mode. Whew. Alright, we'll clear that one. Good. Clear that one.
Voyage complete. He tracked up 111 of 124 grogs. Your booty so far is 111 of 124 grogs. Press E enter key to journey on.
All right. Let me, okay, so a couple messages here. Let me get to. Magnus wants to know, what are the plans for Blinded Guide now that you've added a couple languages? A challenge mode, an endless mode, and maybe a gallery of some sort. Oh, also achievements. I'm going to do achievements, kind of like what's in BrainStation. How do you get extra lives? You have to get at least 200 points cumulatively, and then you'll get an extra life for that. I have said on here every 200 points gets you one, but I should really work on that. It should really be like every multiple of 200 gets you one, but it's every 200 plus points you earn, and it's kind of a confusing, screwy thing that I need to work on. Endless, so how far can you get? Yeah, exactly. How far do you go? You have one life to do it in. Once you run into something, it's over. All right.
Deck, two.
So here we go.
Shots or rum, two.
All right, so let's run into stuff. I know you guys want to know. Oh.
That scurvy cur Bob had a mishap. Blind Bob walked straight into ye old pole. He has ye old headache. Avast. Ye have got another chance there, Captain, to sail the seven seas. Press ye enter key to journey on deck.
Okay. So let's avoid ye old pole. We also have ye old tree. We don't want to run into that. There's ye old sewer. Oh, there's ye old can. We'll clear that one. We'll clear that one too. There's a tree. There we go. Oh no!
Game over.
Blind Bob has failed. It's away to Davy Jones' locker with him. Blind Bob, that bilge rat walked into ye old garbage can. Avast. Your booty was 111 grogs out of 124 grogs, and ye sailed to voyage 2. Press ye enter key to journey on.
Alright, so,
go on
I'm gonna show ya.
Listen to the sea, learn how
what you guys wanna know.
Learn game sound. Ye old pole.
Ye old pole.
Ye old sewer.
Ye old sewer.
Ye old can.
Ye old can.
Ye old side of building. Ye old wheelie bike. Ye old plank.
That's the tree.
Ye old barnacle buster.
And that would be a hydrant. So there you go. There's Blinded Guide. And now what I'm going to do, which I promised, I'm going to play all the death sounds for you guys because you may not have heard them all. And I enjoy them and I want to show them off. So, you know most of them. You've heard some. If you run into a pole, this happens to you. That never feels good. If you run into Oliver, we know this one, but, you know, never gets old. We've had this happen. Ow. All right. So then we've got, let's see. If you walk into the street, which, by the way, I never recommend doing this. This is never a smart thing to do. Don't do that. If you walk into a tree, now I don't know if this normally happens to people, but it happens to Bob. Yep, the tree falls on him. You got a few more. We got a few more here. If you walk into a hydrant, if you're a man, you'll understand this, especially if you walked into a fire hydrant as they're in a very bad location. If you're not, don't worry about it. Hopefully you'll never have to worry about it because it doesn't feel good. Also, you don't want to walk into a construction site. This is never good to do. You will get jackhammered. What else am I missing? I know I'm missing some good ones here. Yeah, Wassel, that's a really good one. But I don't really want to play that one out loud. It's one of the ones that I'm kind of holding back because it could be a little touchy to some people. I don't know if it's appropriate. But Wassel's heard a couple of the ones that are I'm holding back that I made for fun that may be a little off color and a little too racy. okay, what else we got here? I know I've got at least... Oh, we have this falling into a sewer. We have, of course, which you've heard, walking into a can. Now, there's one more. And this one is a little weird. You have to use your imagination, but imagine that the laws of physics have failed and getting hit by a bike causes you to fly up about, oh, let's say 70 feet in the air. This is what would happen. So those are the deaths so far. There might be one or two more. I might be doing a couple other objects. But yeah. Like, you guys enjoy that game. It was a lot of fun to make, and I think it's pretty cool. So I love all those. I think they're a lot of fun. If you Rock says, if you replaced Bob's scream with Damon's scream, that would be, you know what? Should have done that. Oh man, that one scream that he did, that we I made the Mortal Kombat scream out of. Yes, that would have been really funny, actually. Now you got me tempted to want to do that, because that was a really funny scream. Can I send the bad ones to you or post them on Twitter? No, I'm not going to, they may have been on a past show. I'm not going to publicly post them. Not right now. I'm not going to send them out to people, because I'm really trying very hard to be appropriate now. I don't know why. I fail at it most of the times, but I did make some very off color stuff, and I just don't think it's appropriate, and I don't want, you know, I really shouldn't even be talking about it, honestly, because when you bring it up, it courts people wanting to hear it. Do the flush. Oh, you guys want to play? Okay. So, yeah, this is one that's not in the game, but everyone's digging this one. See, I want to make harmless, fun stuff like that. Like, I made some stuff that was very not harmless and very not fun. You know, yeah. Oh, it's all right. You know what? I'll tell you what, I'll play one of them. Are the hydrants my sense of humor? Yeah, but I think it's happened to a lot of people. It's kind of funny, actually. Pretty much everything in this game, minus a couple things, have happened to me. I've never been bitten by a dog. I've never had them take a chunk out of my rear. I've never been hit by a vehicle. Actually, I have fallen down a sewer. But I didn't hit the bottom. I caught myself. But, I mean, I've had a lot of these things happen to me. I've tripped over things. I've ran into poles. I've ran into hydrants. I've hit trees. To me, like, this game is somewhat accurate. You know, I'm going to play one. I'll tell you what, I'll play the least offensive. So one of the things that we used to do on Team Talk, and if my friends would suggest more of them on Team Talk, I might do them. They were suggesting scenarios for him to be stuck in. And somebody said, what would happen if he stepped into a bear trap, but there was already a bear in the bear trap? And I made this. This is a little graphic. This won't go into the game. It's a little too graphic for, I think, a lot of people. It's not as bad as it could be, but I really don't, you know, I understand. But this is stepping into a bear trap with a bear already in it. Ooh. So, yeah, the bear ate him. That's not going in the game. But I realize now that this archive's up for everyone to listen to. So that's as far as I'm going with what I've made. We're going to save some of the other ones. Although I honestly, no, I don't. I don't think so. The other one that I made was not cool. We'll stick with this one. Now, I did make another one that I may use in the game. Should I play it? I'm kind of holding it back because I don't know if we're going to use it or not, but yeah, make it so someone put their toilet on the sidewalk but accidentally connected it to the sewers. You could connect it all together. Yeah, you could. Actually, you really, really could. That is a really valid point. I never thought of that. So we're up to 996. Four more to go, you guys. Four more subscribers. Four more subscribers to 1,000. Oh, we are so close. I can taste it. This is crazy how close we are to 1,000. I mean, we're so close. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've demonstrated this before. And I was only going to make this stream like 45 minutes, but you guys seem like you're having a good time. So how about we go a little longer? I think that sounds good. Is the flushing thing the only semi-appropriate thing you made? Yeah, that and the bear. Jesse says, are you going to play Marvel vs. Capcom? No, I don't even own it. I'm not buying it. I was supposed to buy it for Gamer Grace and learn it and play it on Saturday evening at a tournament, and I don't have the time. I barely have enough time to write my keynote. I have to talk for an hour about my experiences as a blind gamer and tell stories and blah, 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 blah. So I don't even have time to learn a game and play it. So plus it'll save me $60, and $60 is a lot of money right now. So, and Gamer Grace was not cheap. So guys, we are so close. We are four away from what we need. This is crazy. All right. So what I am going to do is, this is not in the game yet. I don't know how we're tying this in, but there are going to be transformer boxes on the sidewalk that are open that the electric company never got around to closing. So if you run into one of these, this will probably be in plus. I'll do like one or two more objects. In fact, I'm open to suggestions. If you guys want to suggest objects that aren't too crazy, I may do them. But this is an object. It doesn't have an object sound yet, but this is what happens when you walk into it. This is a world exclusive, I guess. A world exclusive. Yeah. Here it is. So that one's kind of messed up, but yeah, that one's a little kind of dark, but I think it's kind of funny. He gets all electrified, but so those will probably be in the game in 1.2. We'll get around to it. But man, we're getting close. This is crazy how close we are. Also, I do want to remind you guys too, if you have not, and you can, patreon.com/LiamIrvin. We're 16 patrons, $138 a month so far is what we're up to. For every $20, I will do an hour marathon for Patreon. So the higher that number is on, let's say October 3rd, I think the 3rd is when they start sending them out. Whatever the number is at after the next pay period, which is the first week of October, that will be every $20 will be an hour. So if we get at the current rate, it would be 7 hours. I'll round it up. I originally wasn't going to round to the next highest, but I'll round as long as it's like decent. So, that would be 7 hours right now. So if the number goes up, the higher the number goes, the more hours I will do. Somebody asked me, what happens if you get like $300, then we'll be doing 15 hours of marathoning. And on the marathon, I'm going to play random games plus games that you guys suggest. And so I'll let you know way ahead of time when the marathon's going to be. But it's to celebrate 1,000 subscribers, which I think we're going to hit really soon. If not tonight, I think we'll hit it tomorrow. So that's my way of saying thank you. I'm going to do some BK3. I'm going to do some Marina Break. I'm going to do... Maybe I'll redo Super Liam again. Who knows what I'll play? And that's going to be the big thing. It's going to be up to you guys to also suggest games. So we'll do like an hour or two limit on each game. I'm not going to spend the whole time playing BK3. But, I think it'll be fun to play some games. Hopefully, sooner than later, I can get a capture card. I'm really low on money right now. So that's one of the reasons why I haven't been able to get a capture card. I'm trying to make ends meet right now, and that's the big thing right now. And Gamer Grace, to go out there didn't cost a lot, but it cost a little bit to, you know, be able to go there for the weekend. But I think it's important. $998. We have two more, guys. We need two more. Can we hit 1,000? Can we do it? Oh, we are so close. So close, so close, so close. I can taste it. But I'm going to go out and I'm going to be an ambassador for you guys. So I'm going to talk about my experiences as a gamer. I'm hoping to talk to a lot of developers, and I'm going to talk to them about the importance of accessibility and why it's something that they should worry about. And I'm going to really try and get the word out for all of us. So that's one of the major reasons I'm going, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you guys are going to hopefully eventually appreciate what happens. I'm hoping that it'll make a difference. I want to work with a lot of indie developers and see what we can do, and you know, maybe we'll get something done, man. Maybe some more games will come out that we can all play. So that's my goal. That's why I'm going. And yeah, you know, I'm doing what I can, just not just for you guys, but you know, for all of us. A wild fox? Does a wild fox appear? Are you a Pokemon now? Mailboxes or parked cars? Well, we could put the mailboxes like on the sidewalk side, like sticking out a little bit. Sounds like Link. What about more Looney Tunes kind of things? Someone throwing a piano out of a window or something like that. Oh, and you got to avoid having the piano land on you. Oh, it's possible. I should have holes in the sidewalk. Well, you have the construction sites. I kind of thought of those as being the holes plus the active things at the same time. But holes would be possible. Although if it was a hole, you'd just fall down the hole and you just keep falling. And then you'd come out in China or something ridiculous, you know. Manamon. I don't know if I'm going to do Manamon on the marathon just because I'm in the middle of, you know, playing through it right now. But I'm going to do smaller games. So it might be games that, you know, we're checking out for the first time or whatever. I don't know. But it's a few weeks off. So like I said, you know, for those that are watching this later too, the Patreon thing is good until the beginning of October. I'm hoping that we can raise that up a little bit. The money does help. Like I said, it's going to go into getting, I need a new graphics card and a new capture card, and those will let me do better games. And, there are some PC games that I'd like to play for you guys, but I don't have the graphics power on board to do it. So I need to get a card in this machine. So, and that's not, the card itself isn't super expensive. But getting installed may cost a bit because I don't know if I want to open the machine up. I'm tempted to take it to the guy that built it and have him do it, but he'll charge me. So I don't know. Right now, I really haven't decided. I mean, I guess I get my cousin to come over and help me do it. But this computer also needs a good vacuuming too, so maybe I'll just take it to Tom. I don't know. I'm getting ahead of myself right now. Let's start there. Start there. You know, yeah. Start simple. But I'm checking here because I think we're getting close. Man, that's crazy. 198. Man. It's amazing. I never thought when I started this channel back in, I think, 2006 or 2007, I never thought that I'd get to anywhere close to this. Oh, no, I'm down to 997. Someone unsubscribed. No, don't do that. No, the number's supposed to go up, not down. No. All right, so I'm looking in here to see what I've got that I can play. So I've done a demonstration, a blinded guide for you guys. We did Brain Station. What else do we have that I can play? People were asking about Super Liam 2, and unfortunately, there's not a lot to say about that, and I don't want to replay the same demonstration over and over and over again. What was my first video on YouTube? So I think my first video on YouTube ever was a clip of a custom character that we had made in Mortal Kombat. Me and a group of friends on Ventrilo had made a character and we had tried it out and played it, and I snapped a video of it. But I did a video of Guitar Hero. And, I don't know. I mean, I was doing videos off and on. I really have not. I mean, the last year is when I got real serious about doing this. But I think that was my first one. I'm trying to see what else is in here that I can play for you guys. Still, man, the number is supposed to go up, not down. Am I going to finish it? Am I going to finish Super Liam 2, or do you mean something else? Super Liam 2 I'll eventually get to, but it's going to be, honestly, guys, who knows when that'll be. I could be 3-4 years from now, and who knows, you know? Who knows? Maybe I'll have another full-time job, you know, and not have time to make games anymore. But I can't say. I just don't know. I will not know until we get there. I could play this game. So one thing I was doing was a live coding session. Whoa, what just happened? Okay. Okay, welcome back. I apologize for that. We had an issue there. And that was, there we go. Just waiting for this to kick back in. All right, so you guys should hopefully be able to hear me again. Yeah, there we go. I just had a OBS crash. So I'm trying to think what I was saying to you guys when this bombed out. Sorry about that. OBS crashed. So what I was saying was, I was doing a live coding session. Magnus says, what about a Hero's Call? Oh, I will be doing a Let's Play of that. Don't worry. That when that comes out, I will not only will I do a Let's Play, I will do a live Let's Play. I will do an interactive live Let's Play. I mean, we'll make this something cool, and I will do it as soon as it comes out. I will not wait. If it comes out in 3 a.m, I will be up and I will broadcast and we'll do big long streams. But should be good now. So Bryant says, how is Super Egg Hunt 2.0 going? That right now is on the standstill, and I'll tell you why. When I announced that I was going to do 2.0, I made the mistake of saying it was going to be free. Well, the update was going to be free. The game is not going to be free. I mean, you got to still pay for Plus, but, I then realized that I had so much work to do and was going to get no financial gain out of it that I don't want to say I abandoned it, but I stopped working on it because I got really, really disgusted with the amount of work that was involved. And that was my fault. I really, you know, I deserve to get my butt kicked for doing that. But, okay, so what I was saying before we crashed, which one? What will what be paid? Sorry, I'm not sure what you mean, Hardy Boys. Oh, a Hero's Call. Oh, yeah, that's going to cost money. That's going to cost a little money, trust me, because they had to put a lot into that. And it will be worth it, though. I can promise you that. That I will guarantee that. I'll put my stamp in on that one, that game is going to be worth the wait. And you know, I think no one is going to be disappointed by it. So the game that I was working on that we were doing on live stream, which maybe I should continue on like Twitch Creative or something, is a little game called Smashathon. And the goal of Smashathon is to run around and break things. And you have a big hammer. And I actually will read you the story from that. Oh, no, I won't, because I don't know where. Oh, there it is. All right. Who wants to hear Liam read a story? I do. Okay. Good. Sterlock said, would love a small RPG made in your style. What do you mean in my style? Like coding wise? Like, because I've never coded an RPG. I don't know how well it would go. But it'd be fun to make an RPG, actually. I'd make more of like a roguelike, like a dungeon crawler, like Etrian Odyssey. Sterlock will get that reference. 998. Two more. Oh, man, we're close. Thanks, Talos. Talos says, good luck on reaching 1,000. I'm off to bed. Thank you, buddy. All right, so let's do this, guys. This is Smashathon. You are the lucky winner. You had to be caller number 9 and know the answer to the trivia question. It was easy, really. Everyone should know that Bruce Banner is the alter ego of the Incredible Hulk. You grew up watching the show and idolizing the Hulk. He got to smash things. How fun was that? After years of listening to K-Smash every morning, finally, the station had a contest you could sink your teeth into. It wasn't tickets to see the Wobbly Brothers Circus or concert tickets for Justine Wood Creek. Nope. It was a ticket to the 10th annual Smashathon. The Smashathon, you couldn't believe it. Normally, the Smashathon was limited to professional smashers from all around the country. Each contestant would be given a sledgehammer and 2 minutes to do as much damage in the arena as possible. Objects like toy cars, telephones, priceless china would all be up for the smashing. Whoever could cause the most damage would earn a spot in the Smashathon Hall of Fame. You spent that weekend practicing in your garage. Practicing in your garage. Everything was fair game. Old refrigerators, your grandmother's priceless Waterford crystal, and even Mrs. McRobinson's cat when it wandered too close. You made sure you had your smashing technique down pat. The day finally came, and you were ready. You would show everyone why you deserved a spot in the Smashathon Hall of Fame. So that was the story arc for the game that I was building on stream. And I have a really basic demo that I'm going to expound upon. But I was working on it, and I need to get back to it. Maybe we'll do, you know, coding with Liam, or we'll do stuff where I code and talk about what I'm doing and all that stuff. So here we go. Let's play some Smashathon. Now, right now, I think you have 45 seconds to smash as much as possible. And all you do is run back and forth and smash things with a hammer. Here we go. All right, here we go. Oh, there's a car. Smash it. Oh, there we go. Smash the phone. There we go. Smash the radio. There we go. Oh, break the clock. Good. Come on, come on, come on. There's more stuff. Oh, there's a damaged phone. Get it. Good. Oh, running out of time. Oh, there's more stuff. Go, go, go. Your final score is 49. I wonder if I can do better than that. Put a training level. Put a garage in, including the cat. Oh, poor Mrs. McRobinson's cat. Oh. That's funny. All right, let's try it one more time. So 49 is my score. Super clock. I really need to make the hammer longer. Also, this hammer swing is really slow. There we go. There we go. Oh, there we go. Yes! So the clocks take 2 hits. Or the phones take 2 hits, the cars move. Oh. 49 again. All right, I gotta see one more time if I can beat that. All right, so I'm gonna do one more round of this, and then we're gonna check in with everybody and see if I can beat 49. Run. Now, I think the hammer is supposed to hit multiple objects at once. Oh, no, I don't think it does. That should be, you should be able to get, like, power-ups that would let you get, like, longer hammer, run faster, multiple objects at once. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Or maybe we could get, like, an NBA Jam, like, on fire, where if you break, like, so many objects so quickly, like, cool stuff happens. You go into, like, Hulk mode, where you, like, go into super rage. 51! Yeah! Alright! Cool. So I did 3 rounds of Smashathon, so, that's gonna be cool, man. I can't wait to build that. Okay. So I'm going to take one more look at YouTube here. Just take a look at our subscriber numbers. See if we hit 1,000. I don't think we did today. I don't think we're going to hit it. 997. Okay, so we're fluttering right around. So we'll get to 1,000. We're close, though. Can't complain. We're close. Anyways, guys, it is 8:22. I was only supposed to be here for 45 minutes. I'm here for almost double the time, but I hope you guys enjoyed that. I've had fun. Sorry for the stream breakup towards the end, but it was fun. Want to thank all 26 of you who are here currently. So don't forget, I will be at Gamer Grace this weekend. The video will be going up when I get home, so you guys can watch my panel, and then you can comment on it and tell me if you think I did a good job or not. Please do not forget to visit the Patreon if you can. If you can't, that's okay, but please share it. Please share the YouTube page. Please share the Patreon. Please like my videos. Please subscribe. Please share. Make sure you watch the videos, upvote them, do all the things that you can. Views help. Likes help. All that stuff helps. As always, I do want to thank all my awesome Patreons. They've been going across the screen for the whole time. And you can find them in pretty much every video description. So they're always there. And if you would like to be among them and you are able to, please consider becoming a Patreon. If you can't, that's okay. But please share the page if you can't. You know, every little bit helps, especially in these times. You know, every little bit for everybody really helps right now. So I am going to wind down for the evening. I have to be up early. I'm getting out of the house early, going away. And then Friday, I will be at Gamer Grace. And it's going to be cool stuff. But thank you, guys. You are awesome. I really have a cool group of subscribers and visitors and viewers. You guys make this awesome. You make it fun. Even when you annoy the crap out of me, you still make it fun, and I appreciate that. Matt Gales, I hope I'm reading that right. First live stream, epic, thank you. Warhawk says, good stream, have fun, and take care of Gamer Grace. I will. I'll take care and have fun at Gamer Grace. I will. It's going to be fun. I hope you guys watch the keynote, or the keynote. It's not a keynote. It's just a panel. I hope you guys watch the panel. It's going to be really fun. I'm looking forward to telling some fun stories and, you know, spreading the word of accessibility to the masses. And hopefully it opens some eyes, per se. And maybe, you know what, maybe it'll be good for us. Maybe some indie developers will take note and, you know, want to do more stuff for us. Because wouldn't that be cool? Be able to play some more games and, yeah, it'd be neat. But anyways, guys, I want to thank you. I'm going to wind it down. And thanks, Matt, for coming. I'm sorry you're probably catching me at the end. But there will be more live streams, guys. We'll do some more fun stuff. But for now, I am out of here. As always, thank you for watching. And... or listening.